And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 14th of July, 2025. July 14th is National Be Nice to Bugs Day. It would seem that to many humans, bugs are believed to have no value, as many people are in the habit of killing bugs whenever they are spotted. However, from pollinating plants to maintaining soil structure, bugs play a key role in balancing our ecosystem. About 1 million insect species, which is 90% of all animals, are recorded at the moment. But estimates of 10 million to 30 million species are quite plausible. Scientists have found an average decline in terrestrial insects of approximately 9% every decade. A world without insects and spiders would be drastically different and likely unsustainable for humans and many other species. Insects are vital for pollination, decomposition, and maintaining the food chain. Without them, many plants, including crops, would fail to reproduce, and ecosystems would collapse, leading to widespread famine and ecological disaster. Without insects' vast biomass, there'd be nothing to eat for those above them on the food chain. No insect-eating birds, fish, or mammals, with drastic knock-on effects higher up the food chain. But it would be the absence of that best-known insect behavior, flower visiting, that would spell the worst disaster for the world. Without pollination, most flowering plants would not set seed, or more importantly for humans, set fruit. An estimated 75% of the world's crops are insect-pollinated. Things are already near breaking point. The vast monoculture orchards of Southern California are only kept in harvest by artificial transport of millions of domesticated honeybees to pollinate the industrial swaths of trees. Wildflowers, with their often very specialist individual pollinators, would soon fade away, so plant diversity would shrivel up too. The last thing we should be doing is killing bugs unnecessarily. But if you are in a situation where bugs are bugging you, there are natural repellents that are not toxic for humans or bugs. Natural insect repellents include essential oils and plants like lemon eucalyptus, citronella, and peppermint, as well as lavender, rosemary, and thyme, clove, tea tree oil, catnip plants, garlic, cedar, cat mint, an ornamental cousin of catnip, and cinnamon are all natural insect repellents. These options work by emitting scents that insects find unpleasant, effectively deterring them from your space. Insect repellent for your skin, mix one part oil of lemon eucalyptus or lavender essential oil with 10 parts witch hazel in a bottle, shake gently to mix and spray to apply. Insect repellent for your home and yard, mix 10 to 20 drops of each essential oil with 2 ounces of distilled water and 2 ounces of white vinegar. Shake gently to mix and spray to use. For a do-it-yourself recipe that won't harm your plants, try diluting a few drops of thyme essential oil, garlic oil, or oil of lemon eucalyptus with distilled water. Mix in a spray bottle and spritz on your plants. And here's a poem for today. Insects by John Clare. These tiny loiterers on the barley's beard and happy units of a numerous herd of playfellows, the laughing summer brings, mocking the sunshine in their glittering wings. How merrily they creep and run and fly! No kin they bear to labor's drudgery, smoothing the velvet of the pale hedgerows. And where they fly for dinner, no one knows. The dewdrops feed them not. They love the shine of noon, whose sun may bring them golden wine. All day they're playing in their Sunday dress, till night goes sleep and they can do no less. Then to the heath bell's silken hood they fly, and like to princes in their slumbers lie, secure from night and dropping dews and all, in silken beds and roomy painted hall. So merrily they spend their summer day, now in the cornfields, now the new-mown hay. One almost fancies that such happy things with colored hoods and richly burnished wings are fairy folk in splendid masquerade, disguised as if of mortal folk afraid, keeping their merry pranks a mystery still, lest glaring day should do their secrets ill. Insects by John Clare. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to be nice to bugs today.